We'll do a review in Likutei Sichas in Chelek Chav Beis, Volume 22. This is the Sicha for Yomim Achroinim Dechag HaPesach, for the second days of the Pesach Festival. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses the tradition of doing Gebroks, Matzah Shruya, during the last day, the Achrin Shel Pesach, while we are so very careful throughout Pesach to not to eat anything that is Gebroks, that is Shruya, and yet we do Mahadir. Not only do we allow it, the Rebbe brings down the Teshuva from the Alter Rebbe, which allows it on the last day of Pesach, but the Rebbe asks why the minhag davke to make sure to use Shruya on the last day of Pesach. The Rebbe explains it up b'pnimis in Yonim. Basically, in the Sicha, there is two explanations. One explanation has to do with the idea that after going through already the 7 day of Pesach, Matzah Shruya is acceptable and should be utilized, representing the idea Matzah is bittul, and this is the level of Metzias, as the Rebbe will explain. So already in a form of Matzah Shruya, we can use it already, similar to the idea that after the 7 weeks of the Sfira Soimer from Pesach and Shavuos, we davke have to have chometz to the Shtei HaLechem that is brought. That's unique on the Mizbeach, because since all the 7 Midas have been worked through, so we should use chometz, as the Rebbe will explain. There is also a whole other explanation tying it into the actual Achron Shel Pesach itself in the end of the Sikh. We'll go step by step. Let's start from the beginning. Yom Machrein Dachag HaPesach. Aleph. B'negeya der zihiris nitzu essen matzah shiruya in Chag HaPesach. As far as being careful not to eat matzah that has been soaked, come in contact with water during Pesach. Is yodua was the Alter Rebbe schreibt in sein Tshuva, so it's known that which the Alter Rebbe writes in his response. Some people thought that this is an extra chumrah. The Alter Rebbe says, no, this is not just as a machmir tove olav bracha. The one who is stringent, let blessing fall upon him, meaning it's appropriate. And the Alter Rebbe goes on to explain that it's not just some sort of outlandish, far-fetched minhag, but taima rabba iko b'milsa. There is great reason in this matter, lizoher michshash isur deraisa, to be careful of the worry of an isur min ha-toira. Umvier is dorten euch meweire di protim. The Alter Rebbe in the Tshuva also explains the details. Und is mechalek, he also makes a difference zwischen Bishul Matzo Shenis Parero, whether if you're going to take matzah that has been broken up, crumbed up, and you want to cook it, you want to cook matzah, or the Aran Leg Yimorok, or put it into the soup. In this case, if you use directly the matzah, and the issue, as the Alter Rebbe explains, that there is some flour left over after you made the matzah, on top of the matzah, he says, you see b'chush, you see vividly that there is flour left over. If that flour that was went through the process of baking touches water, there is a machloikis whether that could become chametz or not, but there is some dais, as the Alter Rebbe brings down, that could hold that it could become chometz, and on Pesach we need to be machmir according to all the days, so therefore the zachshash isur deraisa directly. But the other issue, that's if you would take the matzah directly and put that into the soup or cook the matzah. But there's also, they make knedlach, they make the as the Alter Rebbe calls it, the igulim, un matzah tchuna sha'isin mimenu igulim. That is when you grind up the matzah. It's not matzah as it is, but you grind up the matzah and you make from it the knedlach, the halkis. But there is no longer any flour be'ein. When you grind up, when you make matzah meal from the matzah, there is no flour over there anymore. The flour has been mixed in inside of, together with the other matzah. So over there, it's an issue that Alter Rebbe explains. Over there, there's a whole issue about whether tarivis, yovish, belach, beminoy, as the Alter Rebbe brings down over there. And still, that's an issue, and the Alter Rebbe says not to use it. So, this is the source for being very careful on matzah shruya, on gebroks, on Pesach. But when that is misayim. However, the Alter Rebbe concludes the tshuva, who says, mekol mokoyim, and yet, b'yom tov ha'achren, on the last day yom tov, on achren shel Pesach, ha'mekil mishum simchas yom tov lo hifsid. One who is lenient, because he wants to enjoy Yom Tov, and without Kneidlach, the Yom Tov joy of the food is not complete. So Loi Hifsit, it doesn't lose. So the Alter Rebbe allows Paskins that one could be Mekel on the last day of Pesach, Loi Hifsit. So we'll see soon what would be the logic, why we can do it in the last day of Pesach, but on top of the Alter Rebbe saying that Loi Hifsid, that you could use it, that it's permissible. He says Loi Hifsid. But we actually see that the actual minhag is to actually not only allow it, but we're mahadir to davke use gebroks. L'poyula berhotman gizen. In actuality, we saw the anhoge for Rabbeinu Niseinu, the conduct from our teachers, our leaders, from the Rebbes, as in the Sudas von Achren Shel Pesach, that during the meals of the last day of Pesach, Flegen sie nicht nor Mekel sein, not only were they lenient, nor euch mit Dagdig sein Essen Matzah Shruya, they were particular to eat, to make sure to eat Matzah Shruya. And while a whole Pesach, they were so careful to the extreme and keep the matzahs covered, that the Rebbe brings down from the, in the note here from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, minhag on Achren Shel Pesach was dafke to eat matzah shrua. Was oib yeder minhag Yisrael teirohi. If every minhag Yisrael is a Torah, that's a lesson that gets the status of a Torah and a lesson, is al achas kamo v'kamo. So how much more so adosis azoy b'negeya ahanhoge b'pirshum? That this is so when it is a conduct which is public, which is publicized. For Rabbeinu Niseinu, it's not just a minhag of somebody else, but this is a public conduct of the Rebbes. We should definitely know that this is a Torah. We need to understand, need to learn, and we need to do this. This was in a public form. If the Rebbes do something privately, that could be a Rebbe thing, as the Rebbe brings down. If they do it occasionally or without doing it in Bitsina, quietly, but this is a public, so this is a lesson, this is something that we should do. So, what's the idea? So, the Rebbe says that maybe it's not to be taken as trying to be careful davke to eat on Achren Shel Pesach, make a point, but maybe the point over here is the Yom Tov. They were very careful to enjoy Yom Tov. Can't enjoy Yom Tov without the Igulim, without the Knei Lach. So, but the Rebbe says if the reason why the Rebbes were Mahadir was because of the Simchas Yom Tov, because of the joy they get from the Knei Lach, so how come we didn't see them being Mahadir to eat Knei Lach other Yom Tov? Joy of Yom Tov is not unique to Pesach. Okay, so here the Alter Rebbe doesn't allow it, but once it comes Achron Shel Pesach, the Alter Rebbe allows it. So there is a joy of Yom Tov over here, but if that's the reason they would do this in other Yom Tovs as well. Maybe we should have, perhaps we would be able to explain. As Kavonas HaNagosim is given that the intent of their conduct was to Mahadir Zayin, to be careful, nit in Achilas Matzah Shruya B'Shaychus Achron Shel Pesach. It wasn't about eating Matzah Shruya as it is associated to Achron Shel Pesach, nor in Simchas Yom Tov. It's associated with the idea they wanted to have a joy on Yom Tov. And that's why they did it. You can't explain it this way. Because in addition to this, we did not see a similar minhag to follow this, to have this Knedlach or Shruya. If the reason has to do with the joy of Yom Tov, is does doch shayich lich oira, so then it would seemingly also this is connected oir by Chag HaSukkos v'Chag HaShavuos, also by Sukkos and Shavuos there should be a similar idea. But the Rebbe brings down the note that you can say that Pesach you're eating matzah and, already. So Simchas Yom Tov, we want to be more lenient instead of eating hard matzah. The Rebbe brings down another night to eat matzah shruya or knedlach. But the Rebbe says that it wasn't actually in Nahara 8. He says that it came through that. Bechlal, he had a hard time eating Matzah Shruya in the Nahara 7 that Rebbe brings down. But also, in Nahara 8 that Rebbe brings down, it would seem like to get to the greater level of Simchas Yom Tov, they have to sort of take away from the Chumrah of Pesach. So, other Yomim Tovim, if it was so about Kneilach, so other Yomim Tovim would not interfere with a chashash of the Matzah Shruya. In any event, so number one, the Rebbe says in addition that if it's really about the Kneilach, it's about the Simchas Yom Tov, and not about Achron Shel Pesach, then we would find it by other Yomim Tovim as well. But the Rebbe says the main thing is that Alter Rebbe Zog Doch, the Alter Rebbe says, HaMoikil Mishum Simchas Yom Tov Lo Hifsit. He doesn't say outright that you can go ahead and eat Matzah Shruya. No, there's no Matzah Shruya on Achron Shel Pesach. He doesn't say that. He says one who is lenient did not hifsid, is not losing out. Does haste nit nor is das akula in der zehidus was for the sich bechaga Pesach. Not only would this be considered a leniency in being careful that one needs to be careful on Pesach, and we're saying that he's mekel. Nor sees in them, nor was loyhifsid. But all what we're saying is that he hasn't lost. The Alter Rebbe says, first of all, it's a kula, but it's not only a kula. He says he doesn't lose out. But Abernit kein revach hidur mishum simchas yomtev. But the Alter Rebbe doesn't say that there is a benefit, that this is something we should do because of simchas yomtev. As the Rebbe is trying to explain, if he wants to explain that that's why the Rebbeim ate it bedavke, because simchas yomtev, but that's not really what it says in the Teshuvah. The Teshuvah, he only says you don't lose out, but here we're trying to say that this would actually be a benefit. So the Rebbe says, maybe just to make a difference, to show that the 8th day, the Achron Shel Pesach, is different, to make it different, so that 7 days we don't eat, and on the 8th day we do it. Again, while there is, Rebbe brings the example for that would be Sukkah, sitting in the Sukkah on the Shmini Atzeres, while we don't make the Bracha, and as the Rebbe discusses it more in the Horus, but maybe the Rebbe says, "Beis mevod giken zogun, as the anhoga hanal is kidei machan achilik veheker," that the above custom is to make a distinction, to make a difference, so you can recognize vision achren shel Pesach und design yomim shel lifneze, and the 7 days that preceded. And the Rebbe also in the and the Ha'aris says, but Bechlal, we know that on the 2nd day of Yom Tov, we try not to make any leniencies, because people shouldn't think that the 2nd day of Yom Tov is not as Chomur. But maybe that would be leniency in the Yom Tov, make less of a Yom Tov observance, but here in Matzah Shruya, that is okay. But the Rebbe says, "Siz aber schwer zu sagen, as l'shem heker alein, that just in order to make a distinction, to recognize all men mahader zayin, just so you should be very perfection to make sure to esr shruya to each shruya." Ubefrat, and the Rebbe says more than that. It wasn't just that they ate shruya. V'mehod gizen dan hoga for rabbeinu nisienu, as we saw the conduct of our teachers, our leaders, the Rebbes, as they have medayi given lishruyos, they were particular, specifically, they would soak, they would put b'chol maichel u'maichel, every food and food, they would make sure to have it shruya by everything that they ate. So it wasn't just to make a heker. Oib to leave a heker, if it was done just to make a distinction, but when it gedarft as ol zayin b'chol maichel, you would not need it to be in every food. Just to make by one food would be sufficient. So what's the reason that they were mehadagdik? So it seems like there is something more, as the Rebbe wants to bring out, that there is something, there is a reason that we dafke want to use shruya on Achron Shel Pesach. In Gimel, the Rebbe tries one more over here idea, that maybe the reason why the Rebbes were mehader, the Rebbe is not talking about why the Alter Rebbe said loy hifsid, but the Rebbe is talking about why did the Rabbeim mahader, and the Rebbe says maybe because we know that when your Rebbe says that something is permissible, you want to make a point to do what he said is permissible, just to make the point that my Rebbe said it's permissible, I'm going to do it that way. And the Gemara, Rebbe brings down for the Gemara in Sukkah that the Talmidim of the Rabbi Acha Berei de Rava, the Talmidim of Rav Kahane, would do the Hadassah exactly like their Rebbe, even though the other way was kosher for sure, but because, as we'll see from the Gemara, famous Gemara, the Rebbe always brings down. Let's look inside. So maybe that's the reason they wanted to make that point. But the Rebbe said the fact that they did it in every food seems like there is something about eating shruya nachon shel Pesach b'pnim yishin yonim, as the Rebbe will explain. Let's see inside. Gimel. Apiposhut yesh leimar. Simply, one can argue, can say, since the Alter Rebbe rules, one who is lenient because of Simchas Yom Tov does not lose out, hotman mitam zegufa, so that was the actually for this reason, mahadir given that they were particular, they made sure to lishreish b'achrin shel Pesach, to soak, to eat gebroks and achrin shel Pesach, to madgish zayin, in order to emphasize the chiddush din v'hayro of an Alter Rebbe, the novelty of this halacha and the lesson, the instruction of the Alter Rebbe to eat matzah shruya, so they dafke wanted to do it. Un al derech v'megifin the Gemara, this would be similar as we find in the Gemara. As Rav Acha b'rei de Rove, mahadir atrei v'chad, Rav Acha, the son of Rove, he would be particularly when he would look for a hodos that needs to have three leaves. So he would be careful that it should be two and one, instead of all three coming out of the same stem. He would he would take a myrtle, that it only has two leaves coming out of the same stem, and one of them is below it that goes up and rides on the two, covers the two of them. Even though it's not three from one stem, it's two and one. Vididaya for Rav Kahana, that is as the opinion of Rav Kahana. Now, Rav Kahana didn't insist that it has to be two and one. Chotsh Rav Kahana gizokt afilu trei v'chad. Oh, Rav Kahana said, even if you have two from one stem and one below it, is kosher. Untlosa bechad kino kolchkein de kosher. And of course, all three come from the one stem is certainly kosher. So why would Rava, Rabacha b'reid Rava, why would he insist or be mahadir to look dafke for a hodos that has two and one, when three is for sure kosher? Nor hoyu v'nafik mipu midrav kahana, since this came out. From the mouth of Rav Kahana that is kosher, Hotalmide in the Mahadir given, his student was Mahadir in this. So since the Alter Rebbe says it's okay to eat Matzah Shruya on Achron Shel Pesach, so the Talmud wants to be Mahadir. But the Rebbe says the fact that they did it before every meal is a siman, is mashma, that it's not just because to do what the Rebbe wants, but something again to do with Achron Shel Pesach eating shruya for them. Aber vazehobim dos gitov, vazehobim giton dos b'chol Michael Michael. The fact that they did it in every food that they ate is moving. It's understood. Hados is nit nor mitzadim tam. This is not just because of the reason for hoyul v'nofik mepume the admur hazokin. Since this has come out of the Alter Rebbe's mouth, he ruled that it's okay Achron Shel Pesach to have shruya, and that's why they or mahadir to do it, nor does hot, the fact that did it in every food, nor does hot ashaiches, but this has a connection, is negeyet some etzim inyan from Achron Shel Pesach. This is important to what Achron Shel Pesach is. Ubemela to Allah Zayna Protim, and therefore it associated to all the details. It's connected to Achron Shel Pesach. All the details, every food that we eat there. Koilo macholim, also food. So the idea of Shiruya, the idea that Alter Rebbe rules is connected to all food. Okemedubar amol in the mdiu kaloshen minag Yisrael Torah. Spoken in the past, what is the precise language that we say a minag Yisrael Torah? We could say that a custom of yin is a law, but you can say that minig Yisrael, halachahi, dinhi, that meaning that you have to do, If we're just trying to say that it's Torahi, that it's something that you must follow, you must observe, it's not just a minhag that you can sort of put to the wayside, then it would not have to use the lashon. This precise lashon of Torahi means also a lesson. In addition to being something that you have to follow, it is a lesson. We're trying to tell it, it's not only that this is an item that has the force of Torah, which will be al derech mineg aviseinu biyodeinu. The tradition of our fathers is in our hands. That's one saying. So we would say that's a minig is also is like that. Minig Yisrael is we should follow. Or al tishanu mineg aviseichem. Don't change from the tradition of your father. Uketshuvas harashba hayidua, as the Rashba's famous response, that he says that even older women, noshim skenis, we should also follow. So that would just mean if the loshim would not be Torah here, but minhag Yisrael, you have to follow. That would just mean that it's something which is important to do. You can't just put it away and not do it, but the language that I've explained of Torahi, nor der minig is oicha Torah heiro, but actually you should pay attention to the minig, that becomes actually a lesson, it becomes a Torah heiro. This shows, this minig shows this special idea, the contents when we do this minig. In our case, this minhag of eating matzah shiruya, davke, mahadar, and Pesach points to evdem toichen ve'inye meyuchot von achren shel Pesach, that points to the special content, the special idea, the unique idea of achren shel Pesach, and that is associated from the fact that we eat shiruya, that points to, and therefore all the details in all of the food. So in Ois Dalet, the Rebbe will explain the difference between chometz and matzah. Chometz represents humility. Matzah represents holiness. We see on Pesach, chometz is prohibited. But on the other hand, on the Shavuos, chometz must be brought as the mincha, the shtei halechem, that is matir everything. And the reason is because in the beginning of the Avodah, it must be only matzah, it must be total humility. Any sense of self, any sense of haughtiness, of chometz is not acceptable. But after the 7 weeks, once one has sorted out, one needs to serve Hashem also with that level of chometz, because he has to be vayikba libay v'darke Hashem, being a person, being strong, as the Rebbe will explain over here. Dalet, v'yeshloimar, the Nekudas Habir Bazeh, we can say the point of the explanation, the Pnimius and Yonim, in the inner matter of things. It says, Yidua der Chilik Tzvishun Pesach and Shavuos B'negeya Chometz. It's known the difference between Pesach and Shavuos as it is associated to Chometz. As B'Pesach, on Pesach is Chometz Asur B'Tachlis. On Pesach, Chometz is prohibited totally. B'Shavuos, and Ashavuos is chometz, nit nor mutter chometz. Not only are we allowed chometz Ashavuos, nor adarabah achiyuv. On the contrary, over there it's an obligation. The shtei halechem b'Shavuos, the two breads on Shavuos, darf von zayin davke, as the pasuk says, those two breads need to be chometz tei ofeno. They should be baked chometz. And not only are they bechomets, when you say them is they were namatir far menoches matzis. All year round, all the minchas that we bring from the flour need to be matzah. We don't make them chomets. So the chomets that we bring on Shavuos Shel Pesach, you cannot bring from the new flour for the menoches before you bring the shtei alechem. So the menoches are made out of matzah. What permits them is the shtei alechem, which is made out of chometz. So you see, the chometz is the necessity that on Shavuos we have to have chometz over there, and that is what permits also the menoches, which are matzah. How come? Undasbara bazeb. So what's the explanation about this? Is chometz vaistoiv hagbo v'hisnasus. Chometz points to rising and haughtiness. Vos is der mokar from kol mineira. That is the source of all types of negativity, of bad, of evil. Underfar is be Pesach, and that's why. When we're talking about Pesach, when men halt ersh by Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we're just at the point, we're just going out of Egypt, muz men damult antleifen von chometz, then we must run away from chometz. Bis zu dem eifen, to the extreme, von lo yiro lo yimotze, can't even be seen or can be found. We know that on Pesach, not only you can't you eat or benefit, you can't even have it, possess it. Lo yiro lo yimotze. Mas enkim b'shvuas, but as opposed to when it comes already to shvuas. Was kum noch der avoida von svira soimer. That comes after the service of counting of the omer. Then is mevarer the ale zibun midos for nefesh habahamis. When we sort out all the seven emotions of the animal soul, umit ale zeyre protim. Each emotion, not just in a general way, but all the details. Chesed shebechesed v'chulu, 7 times 7, 7 emotions, and each emotion, all the details. Dan is chometz nit nor kein stira zu avoidas Hashem. Then chometz, not only does it not conflict to the service of Hashem after the sorting out, after accomplishing 7 times 7 the sorting out of the nefesh habahamis, but adrabe men shtei dan in amatzev. But then you are already standing in a condition. Amizdem chometz gufa ken men, that you are able to, with that chometz, you're able to be made a darf, and once you're able to, then you have to, oifton in avodas ha-Torah u-mitzvos, to accomplish in the service of Torah mitzvos with the chometz itself. Val derech vayigba libe bedarkei Hashem. Similar, we have the idea, his heart has become haughty, raised in the ways of Hashem, to serve Hashem with the chometz. So there is that level. Pesach, you got to run away, but after 7 weeks that you've already sorted out, over there you are able to, and therefore need to work with the chometz. Bal der tachlis ha'ilui is hishapcho chashoicho l'nehoiro. The ultimate elevation is to turn darkness to light. As men zol dem choshech gufem ha'apech zayin le'oir, that you should take darkness itself and turn that into light. Underfar darf b'shvuas zayin chometz davke teyofeno. And that's why in shvuas we take need to bake it with chometz, because chometz davke, specifically chometz to bake it, because we are already able to handle it, and therefore we have to handle it, because we have to make a hishapcha, we have to turn darkness to light and serve the Eibishter, even with our chometz, even with the hagbah, because vayig ba libe dark Hashem, to bring that into the service of Hashem and turn things around. So that is the explanation between Shavuos and between Pesach and Shavuos. And the Rebbe explains now that this is actually, to a certain extent, happens on Achron Shel Pesach, because the Sfiras HaOmer has already gone through the 7 days of counting of the Sfira from Chesed Shebechesed. When it comes the 8th day, Achron Shel Pesach, already at that time you can handle to a certain extent the Chometz, or the Chometz which is, so to speak, in the Shruya. Let's look inside. Hey, Al Pisa is move on. Based on this, it's understood. As Mein Zeh is Oich Ba'achrin Shel Pesach. Similar to this, somewhat of this idea of Shavuos is already an Achrin Shel Pesach. B'Shas Men Hot Shoin Ba'achrin Shel Pesach. Gezelt Mevarer Given Alle Sieben Sfiris. That on Achrin Shel Pesach, we start counting from the day after Pesach, from the second day of Pesach. So on Achrin Shel Pesach, you already counted Mevargeven alle sieben Sfiris. You already counted, sorted out seven Sfiris, Midis. Von der Erster, okay, it's only from the first, because we're doing Chesed first, all the details of Chesed. Von der Erster, but unhaupt, but this is the main Sfira, Umida. As we know, the Osilim Kula Yomi, with all days, with all Sfiris, comes along the Midas HaChesed. So Chesed is the main, the first and the main of all Sfiris. We've already sorted out, we've counted all the seven details of the Midas HaChesed. Chesed. So you already do Sfira, so, and also after you count Sfira, Kuman de Sudas von Achren Shel Pesach, Sudas HaLailu, Sudas HaYoim. So, in other words, you didn't go through the whole day, but that day is already after you counted. Achrikum the Sudas von Achren Shel Pesach, Sudas HaLailov, Sudas HaYoim, the Sud of the night, the Sud of the daytime. Men hot showing gepoilt abirur in Amida. You already impacted a sorting out of a motion of a one Mida. Un inem klau von alle sieben Midas. And in the generality, you're actually impacted all seven Midas as they are part of Midas HaChesed. Vizishtein in Chesed, as they are standing in Chesed. Chesed Shebe Chesed, Gvura Shebe Chesed, V'chulu. So you've already touched every Midah, yeah, with the way they are in Chesed. Is Chotz as men halt noch dan nit by der Darge von Shavuos. Although we are not yet by the level of Shavuos, as von Chometz Gufa. Zomen oifton an inyan shel gedusha mitzvah, that from chametz itself you should do gedusha mitzvah. You're not allowed to eat chametz on achar shel Pesach. We're not at that level. Vibald es is noch nit given der birur proti, since there was not this specific sorting out from proti yisamidis, from the individual midas kiim klul kol echad klul mezayin. How's each one is included of seven? We're just by the first week. We haven't touched the other six midas, and as they are, one included from all the seven. Darf shein ober demult al koponim nitzayin. So therefore, but at that point, we don't need to be azoy shtark dizehiris in the avodah for matzah. You don't have to be so careful in the service of matzah, lechem oini, which is the poor man's bread, bitl v'iskafia, self-negation, subduing yourself, not so much in the matzah. Tzufahitin zi afilu fun chshash chomet shel matzah shruya, to protect it, even from a worry of chomet matzah shruya, we don't need that anymore. Demult hodman bekoyach, that time, at that point, you already have potentially the power, ois tzunutun in avodas Hashem, to utilize in the service of Hashem, also something which is not totally subjugated and low, mahai timer. So for that reason, since we already have the ability to deal with it, with the level, with not total bitla shiflus. So since we can deal with that, my time is about mahodim koyach sutondos. Since we have the power to do this, darfman doston, then you need to do that. On der far, therefore, is mahadir b'matzah shruya. We are careful of matzah shruya. Bis as dos is kipshutay, till it becomes very literally dachilas hashruya mach the mitzvah for Simchas Yom Tov, that eating the shruya makes up the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. We're using this shruya to make Simchas Yom Tov. That's the ishapcha already from the shruya level of chometz. I can eat chometz, but not so careful in shruya. And we use matzah shruya to bring about the level of Simchas Yom Tov to turn it around into a mitzvah. And the Rebbe is going to say now that even from the Torah perspective, the last day of Pesach, Bechlal, okay, Achron Shel Pesach is only Midrabanan, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, but Bechlal, the seventh day of Pesach, which Achron Shel Pesach is part of it, we also find the matzah being less of the matzah which is on the first day of Yom Tov. And we learn out that matzah is a reshus. We know the first night of Pesach, you have to eat. So matzah simroidim yechluho, you have to eat. Be'erev techlu matzahs, you have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, but the rest is a reshus. We learn it out from the seventh day. It shows us, even in the Torah, that the last days of Yom Tov are not as the strength of the first day of Yom Tov, the Rebbe will bring out now in Ois Vav. Vibald as Ali in Yoni de Rabbonon, Nemezich fun Torah. All matters of the ordained by the Rabbonon come from Torah. Behold, the Tikkun Rabbonon came, the Reiser Tikkun. Whenever the rabbis institute something, they follow and they do it similar as the Torah instituted. Yesh Loimer al Derech Zeh Benidin Dedan. We can say similarly also in our case with regards to Shvi Shel Pesach not being at the level requirement of once you've gone through 7 days, have the same stringency as it's in the beginning. As od der toichen va'oifun from v'achilas matzah b'achron shel Pesach, that also this contents, the way we eat matzah on achron shel Pesach, nemtzich, it comes from, when he's me'ein and is similar, from dem inyan va'oifun von achilas matzah midoireise b'shvir shel Pesach, from the idea and the way we eat matzah from the Torah on the seventh day of Pesach. Over there too, we'll see that there is already a sort of a relaxation from the matzah as it is in the beginning, the way it's in Achron Shel Pesach. The explanation is from posik sheishes yomim toichal matzis. In the pasuk it says, eat 6 days matzahs. And on the seventh day, it should be atzeres, stopping the work for Hashem your God. Let it be up. So from this we learn out, ma shvi rishus, just like the seventh day is optional, av sheishes yomim rishus, meaning whether there is an obligation to eat matzah, because the Torah only says eat matzah for 6 days. It doesn't say 7 days. So what is Bayim Ashvi? But we're saying 7 days, you don't have to eat matzah. So we learn up, Mashvi Rishus, just like the seventh day is optional, because it's not part of the 6 days. Avsheshes Yom Rishus, the 6 days are also optional. Thus meant. What does this mean? Hazagam al zibun teg, even though all 7 days, chutz lel yom, the Yom Tov al of the Pesach, with the exception of the first night of Pesach, zenen gleich in dem din fun reshus, they're all similar in the din of optional. All 7 days, one is not obligated to eat matzah, can't eat chametz, but not obligated to eat matzah. They're all equal. We bald aber as me lernen das ab von Shvir Shel Pesach. But since where do we learn this from? Is from the seventh day of Pesach. Is muvon is understood as that ikera inyan from the rishus is b'shvir shel pesach. We're saying b'shvir rishus. The main idea of optional is shvir shel pesach. From shvir shel pesach and from shvir shel pesach, vetes nimshach on oivgiton, it extends and it accomplishes in the andere sheshes hayomim from pesach and the other 6 days of pesach. So basically, the main rishus is on the seventh day, and from it, because over there the Torah never obligated it. But how do we know that the sheshes yomim are not obligation? Because the 7 day is optional. Is mavur in Chassidus? So in the Chassidus is explained as dozvos b'shvi shal pesach is achilas matzah rishus. Why is on the 7th day of pesach eating matzah optional? Is dos lemal yusuf. That shows an advantage. It's not lacking that we don't have to eat matzah, but this is actually a greatness. Dos gufavas dos is rishus. The fact that this is optional, beweist as the achilas matzah von shvi shel pesach. This points that eating matzah on the 7th day of pesach, der line noch hecher, that this can reach even higher. Then the level was verder greich to achilas matzah that is reached by eating matzah, but like lo rishon versus choiva on the first night, which is obligation, mandatory. The fact that on shvi'i shel pesach matzah is optional means, and it points to the fact that eating of matzah, the optional matzah, actually can reach that you eat on shvi'i shel pesach into a higher place than even the matzah that you're obligated to eat on the first night of Pesach. It seems like if it's optional, how could it be higher? So al derech, the Rebbe says, so we similar with the inyan for tefillas arvis rishus. We say that the prayer of Ma'ariv is optional, and yet it has the advantage that you can't obligate it, but it's something which is on a higher madrega that you don't even have to command it. It's not mandatory. And because it's sometimes when something is such a high madrega, we can't expect that. We can't tell you or command that you have to do that because this is too high to instruct you. But when you do it, you actually reach the higher madrega. Just like by Ma'ariv, that if you do it, you actually reach the high madrega, but you can't command on it, and that's why it was optional. Kishem v'dosis in der pu'ula v'hamshocha milmailu, just as it is in the impact and what comes down from above. Al derech zeh is muvan b'avodas ha'odom. Similarly to this, it's also understood in the service of man. Achilas matzah shel choyva. When you're eating matzah, we're saying it's an obligation or their mitzvah or a mitzvah weist this point. As mitzat koiches atzmei halt noch nit by der avoida for matzah lechemoini. That shows that he, on his own koiches, is not yet by the level, the service of matzah lechemoini. You need somebody to command you, to tell you to do it. Bittel v'iskafya, the subjugation and subduing, you need a mitzvah to eat the matzah, to be that. Under far vert efim arev gelegt be'oifun von chivun mitzvah, and that's why it's placed upon him in a way it becomes an obligation, it becomes a mitzvah. Zol zayin zoyer in them, with them, be careful, be careful with the matzah. As opposed to when the idea that it's optional, that you do it on your own, that you allow this to the person's wishes, wants, what he wants to do, is as a bevis, that is evident, that proves that you rely on him. Das heißt, als man darf ihm nicht hitten und ihm chayiv sein in der Zehiris v'avoida von Bittel, that you don't need to watch him and obligate him to be careful and in the service of Bittel. Die avoida von achilas matzah is schön geworden an inyan. The service of eating matzah is already became an idea, was er ken umvet alein durchfuhren, that he's able to, and he will do it himself. We don't have to tell him to do it. We don't have to warn him and caution him, because he's already at that level, and we can rely on his rotzen. Und das ist verbunden mit dem, v'das ist shvi'i shel Pesach, and that's associated because it's the seventh day of Pesach. Derech v'giret frir ba'achren shel Pesach, similar to what discussed earlier when we talked about the achren shel Pesach. As v'vayl mahal tshoyin b'am tzeilun di zibete sfira, since we're counting the seventh sfira, siyum habirur von der erster von alle sibun mirius, the end of the sorting out of the first of all the seven emotions. Steht mir schön in a matzev v'darge zu kennen und darf mahade sein b'matzev shruya. So we already are standing in a condition, in a level that we're able to, and then we have to be careful in matzah shruya then, because we're able to turn things around already in achren shel Pesach once we've up to the seventh emotion. Al derech ze b'shvi'i shel Pesach. Similar is on the seventh day of Pesach. Zayin dig de zibeter tog von dem zman. So it's not svira here, we're still in the sixth svira, but it's already the seventh day from the time when nigla Alei Melech Malcha Amlochim HaKodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmei Go'olam, that the Eibishter, King of Kings himself, revealed himself and redeemed them, was the far is lo hispik b'tzekas av aveisenu l'hachmitz, and that's why the dough did not have the opportunity to be chometz, so it came Milmailo, and it wasn't a chance for it to become a chometz stick. Verdan b'yom ha'shvi'i. So then, that level that started off, and it came milmailo like a tzivui. That was lo hispik b'nigla aleihem. Verdan b'yom ha'shvi'i oder gilui von dem lo hispik b'koymer. So then, that revelation that it didn't have a chance, verta tzeres, it becomes hold up, absorbed, niklat b'pnimis b'yed inyan in. It becomes incorporated and absorbed in the inside by every yid. Und the far is damut achilas matzah norishus. That's why the achilas matzah then is only optional. Okay, so that shows us that also in the Torah there's a difference between the seventh day, which is the main optional, because all the 6 day optionals we learn from the seventh day, that's the main optional time of matzah, because 7 days we already reached that level. But yet the Rebbe is going to explain there's still a difference between the seventh day Shvi'i and Achren Shel Pesach, in which we are actually using the matzah Shruya Zayin. Says aber move on, as is do achilik zwischen Shvi'i Shel Pesach und Achren Shel Pesach. There's a difference between the seventh day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach. B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach is does der zibeter tog von Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the seventh day of the exit of Egypt durch Niglo Aleihem. That came through Hashem revealed himself to them. Damult is gekumen der gilu milmailo. 7 days from when the revelation came from above. Umvidos is given kipshute, and the way it actually took place, literally, as bikriyas yamsuf is given der gemar von yitzias mitzrayim. It was the conclusion of the exodus of Egypt. Vorm bis damals, until the splitting of the sea, is noch given emas mitzrayim aleihem. The fear of the Egyptians was still on the yidden. So it really concluded, even literally, with yitzias mitzrayim on the seventh day of Pesach. Und b'shas es is gekumen der zibeter tog, when the seventh day came, is der gilui milmaile geworden be'oifen, so that revelation that comes from above, it was in such a way, shalat zeres v'klito, it was absorbed, it stayed, held in, and it was absorbed. And therefore this impacted the saying of the song by the Eid. Of the river is der inyan funachilas matzah by zei, and therefore the eating of matzah by them shem beklito bepnimia, so that has been absorbed in their inner rishus kinal, has become optional because at this point they have already absorbed that gilui that came with milo. Masheinkin achren shel pesach is der zibete tok for sviras oimer, but achren shel pesach is the seventh day of counting the oimer. The avoida mitzadem mato, that's the seventh day of the work from below. Den birur from the mention in Zayin Ziben Midas, that's the sorting out, the human being sorting out his seven emotions. Umvidos is given kipshute bepama rishoino, as it was literally in the first time. As biitzias mitzrayim habun, the Eden mitzad atzmam, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, the Eden on their own, ongeven tzelen the tag, to Kabbalah Satoira, they started counting the ways. That was their initiative. Started from the day after Pesach, they started counting the days to Kabbalah Satoira, when they're going to receive the Torah. Then, as Vet Zayin, der Tavdun es Holikim al Horazeh, you will serve Hashem on this mountain. Is Beshas Mekum Choin Tzum Zibetun Tog von Sviras Avoides Hamato. So when we come to the seventh day of the counting and the service of below, is dan the avoida von achilas matzo. So then, the service of eating matzo, bitla yeshes, the negation of one's yeshes, one's self, nit not an inyan for reshus. Not only is it idea of optional, nor mekenshin essen, but you can eat umiz mahader b'matzah shruya. We are actually careful to eat matzah shruya. Vosotach shash chometz, has a worry of chometz, we're going to eat it. Vor mizmaila oich di bechin en avedes Hashem kinal, because we also elevate that level in the service of Hashem kinal. As I said earlier, we make the mitzvah, we make the simchas yom tov from this matzah shruya. In Ois Ches, the Rebbe is going to explain that there is also an inherent connection to eating Matzah Shiruya and Achren Shel Pesach, because Achren Shel Pesach represents the time of Mashiach. And in the time of Mashiach, the Ra will not be there, as compared to the Gulas Mitzrayim, in which we say Kiborach Ha'om, that they ran away, but by Shvi Shel Pesach, and then the Rebbe is going to extend it all to Achren Shel Pesach. The Rebbe is going to also extend it to the Shvi Shel Pesach to a certain extent, that in Eretz Yisrael, Shvi Shel Pesach is Achren Shel Pesach in the connection with Mashiach. We'll look inside. Nois Ches. Thus is Bloiz Abir, what we explained till now is only an explanation in aprat von achrin shel pesach, in a detail of achrin shel pesach, that al sazman, that we explained, this is a time when mi is mashlim disviru birur, when we conclude the counting and the sorting out von the erste, the first zibun midos viru is the chesed von sviras oimer, from the first one of the seven emotion of the Sviras of Chesed of Sviras Haimer, we conclude that on Achren Shel Pesach. Es is ober muvan, but it's understood that there is more, that as der minag von mehadrim lishro, is the custom from those who are perfection, to do the mitzvah and the perfection, to dafke, to brocks, to soak and make their matzahs wet, hot ashaiches to minyan for achrin shel pesach, that has a connection to the idea of achrin shel pesach at tog. It's a day vos kishmoy kenhu, as the name we say achrin shel pesach is misayim umashlim dem yomtev, it concludes and completes the yomtev von zman cheruseinu chag pesach, from the yomtev, the time of our freedom, the festival of Pesach, achrin shel pesach completes it. Val derech zeh, the Rebbe will add later on, b'negei shvi'i shel pesach, to the time of Shi'ikos or Pesach Kidl Kamon, as the Rebbe will later on explain this, on Shvi'i Shel Pesach as well. So, first the Rebbe is explaining the Achrin Shel Pesach, Vet Mendos Farshtein Behagdim. So we'll understand this by introducing the Vort von Tzemach Tzedek, the word, the expression that the Tzemach Tzedek said, was Kveit Kiddushas Meiri Chomo Admur, that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, brengt in seine Sichas, he brings it down in his talks. He says like this, the letzte Tag Pesach ruft man mit dem Nomen Achrin Shel Pesach. The last day of Pesach, we call it with the name Achrin Shel Pesach. Das heißt, that means, as Achrin Shel Pesach, that the Achrin Shel Pesach, the letzte Tag von Pesach, the last day of Pesach, is der Siyum, that is the conclusion, the finish, von dem was es hat sich eingeheben in der erste Nacht von Pesach, from that which began on the first night of Pesach. And we're going to compare what started on the first night of Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. What ends the Yom Tov of Pesach is the future redemption. The erste Nacht Pesach, the first night Pesach, is unser Yom Tov. That's the our holiday. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat uns ausgelöst von Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us, redeemed us, took us out of Egypt. The Geula Rishoyna, that was the first redemption. Durch Moshe Rabbeinu, through Moshe, our teacher was Eris Givender Goyel Rishon. He was the first one to redeem us. That was the first night, the first day of Pesach. Dos is Givender Oneb. That was the beginning. Achrin Shel Pesach is unser Yom Tov Oiv der Geul Achrin. But the last day of Pesach, the end of Pesach, is our Yom Tov on the last redemption. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wird uns auslesen von dem Golus Achrein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us from this last exile durch Mashiach Tzidkenu, through our righteous Mashiach. Was Mashiach Tzidkenu, he, Mashiach Tzidkenu, is der Goyel Achrein. He is the last Redeemer. Der erste Tag Pesach is Moshe Rabbeinu Simcha Tag. The first day of Pesach is Moshe Rabbeinu's joyous day. Und Achrin Shel Pesach is Mashiach Simchatog. And the last day of Pesach, that's Mashiach's happy day, the rejoicing day for Mashiach. And this is not just the expression of the Tzemach Tzedek in the association from Achrin Shel Pesach with the Mashiach, with the Geula HaSida, with Mashiach, is that's actually connected, right? We find in the Haftorah that we read, was der Inyan, this idea, as Achrin Shel Pesach is farbundu mit the Geula HaSida, that the last day of Pesach is associated with the future redemption, is merumas, this is hinted, v'al inyonim fum pnimiyis HaTorah, as all matters of the inner part of Torah, which this is case, what the Tzemach Tzedek said, it's hinted, Eich bin nigla de Torah, also in the reveal part of Torah. The Haftorah von Achrin Shel Pesach, the Haftorah of the last day of Pesach, is Eid Hayoim. The Pasuk talks about Ben Mashiach, that Eid Hayoim Godil, that the will be the as the Pasuk discusses in the Achrin Shel Pesach, v'yotzo choiter megeza yishoy, that from Mashiach, as the whole Haftorah discusses over there, that we read the Achrin Shel Pesach. Was the Haftorah read by Arichus wegen der Geula HaAsida al Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu? This Haftorah speaks at length about the future redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. und wegen die Prote Hayud was well und dann mekuyim werden about the specific details of the promise that will be fulfilled when Mashiach will come. So we read it in Achron Shel Pesach. This is mevuer bekame medroshei Chazal und euch gebracht in Rambam that has articulated in many of the expounding medrashim of our sages of blessed memory, and also as brought down in the Maimonides in Rambam, wegen der Hanhoge b'Yemos HaMashiach, that the pasuk discusses in the Haftorah, was wird sein in dem Eufen von Gor Zev im Keves, and bis, as the pasuk says, Kimola Oretz, the Rambam says, Kimola Oretz Deyes Havaya, the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Wegen dem Kibbutz Goliath also discusses about the ingathering of the exile, was his metuer in the Psukei HaHaftorah, which is described in the verses of the Torah. It says, V'hoyo b'yoyim hahu, that on that day, that Yosef Hashem Shenis Yode Liknois es Shor Amoy, the pasuk continues there, the Hebrew will gather the kibbutz Nitche Yisro, which the Rambam mentions, are all based on this psukim that we read in the Haftorah of Achron Shel Pesach. So we see a very clear association. The Rebbe brings down also in the note over here that even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down the reason we read it is because the Mapol of Sanhedrin was on the night of Pesach, but that was really on the first night of Pesach, so the fact that we read it on Achron Shel Pesach points to a clear connection to the Mashiach, that this is, as he said, the Simcha Tog of Mashiach, as the Tzemach Tzedek said. Uki Yodua, as it's also known, as the Baal Shem Tov legt sich neig sein zu essen drei Suudes Achron Shel Pesach, that he had the tradition to eat three meals on Achron Shel Pesach, und die dritte Suuda was is given lifnois Erev, and that last meal which was towards the evening on Achron Shel Pesach hat man gerufen Suudas Mashiach, that was referred to, that was called the meal of Mashiach, und das is mitam hanal, this is because of the reason of above, weil Be'achren Shel Pesach is made Gilu Horus HaMashiach. Because on Achren Shel Pesach, as the Tzemach Tzedek says, then we have the revelation of Horus HaMashiach, Mashiach Simchatog, and therefore we have Mashiach Suda by the Baal Shem Tov, and the Haftorah then is read about Mashiach. And this, that the last day is considered associated with Mashiach and the first day with Mitzrayim, gives us also an explanation to the previous idea why on Achron Shel Pesach we use Shiruya, because in the time of Mashiach there will be no more negativity, so we don't have to worry about the Shiruya. Let's look inside Tes. Achiluk Kloli Tzvishin the Tzvei Fane Geula. A general difference between these two types of redemption, the first redemption by Mitzrayim through Moshe Rabbeinu and the redemption Geula Hasidah through Mashiach, the Geula Rishoyne from Mitzrayim and the Geula Achroyne Hasidah Lovei, between the first redemption of Egypt and the last redemption that is destined to come. By Yitzias Mitzrayim state, what's the difference, general difference? By Yitzias Mitzrayim state, the people have run away because it was a situation that they had to run away. The evil that was in the Jewish souls was still, the Alter Rebbe, quoting from the Tanya, was still a dayin hoye betok, was still in full force. They needed to run away. Hat man deriber gemusst antläufen von Ra. They needed to run away from the evil Tumas Mitzrayim, the impurity of the Egyptians. Und in dem Matzev seinen haben sich die Eden gefunden bis Kriyas Yamsu Beshviyah Shel Pesach. That condition the Yidden, the Jews found themselves until the splitting of the Sea Shviyah Shel Pesach. This is verstandig euch vom Pashtus Enyonim, as understood also from the simple matters as it took effect that the Jews were afraid for the Egyptians to come until the splitting of the sea, when they got rid of them once and for all. As bis demult until the Kriyas Yamsuf is noch given Amos Mitzrayim Aleim Kinal, the fear of the Egypt was on them, as said before. Und der Far, and therefore, Loisoichal Olov Chomes. That's a result because of we still have the negativity and we have to run away. The Torah says Loisoichal Olov Chomes. You can't eat on the Korban Pesach, you can't have on Pesach dem chometz shivas yom tichel olov matzes. You have to eat 7 days matzes lechem oini, the poor bread, ki b'chipozin yotzosu mimitzberes mitzrayim, because you went out with haste from the land of Egypt. You eat matzes edar es dar zayin is hirus gidoylo from chometz. It needs to be the great care, be very careful from chometz ubichipozin, and in a haste barach to run away. And the avoida for matzah lechemayin needs to be the service of matzah, which is the poor man's bread, bitl v'hiskafia, that needs to be subjugation and subduing. This is as far as the geulas mitzrayim. In the geula achreina la'osid lovei state, but in the redemption of the last redemption, in the future to come, state lo'i b'chipozin teitzeyu. You will not go out in haste. Varum, demult vetzayin vesruach hatuma avir min haoretz. The spirit of impurity I will remove from the land. Sinitoke mitzius fun ra. There is no existence of evil, untuma and impurity from velchem ezol darfon at leifun, from which you need to run away. Ovibal das achren shel pesach is a yonte farbunden. Since Pesach is a holiday which is associated, tied to the later last redemption, and on Achren Shel Pesach there is the shine of, it lights the shine of Mashiach, the river daf nitzayin dizehiris for Matzah Shruya. That's why there doesn't need to be the care, and so careful, from matzah shruya, from the gebrocks, from matzah that has been soaked. Mishteit hecher derfunu kenal, you're above it, and as said before, because we have to deal with in a higher level. And the Rebbe is going to say, you, not only aren't we supposed to be so afraid and worry about Matzah Shruya, but we have to turn it over and make the Simchas Yanta for the Matzah Shruya, as in the Haftorah, that in days of Mashiach, they will turn around some of the negativity and use it into some positive as well. Yud Nochmer. In the Geula Achreina, in the feud, last redemption is Noisev Vosez Vetzich Oiv Sfirun. Der inyan fun ves ruach hatuma avir min haaretz. That in addition, that it will be accomplished, that the spirit of impurity I will remove from the land, as esvet mernit zayin de metzias fun ra, that there will not be any evil existence, nor esvet sich euch oifton der emeser inyan fun ishabcha. But it will be the turnaround, the true idea of things turning around. Und wie man sagt in der Haftorah von Achren Shel Pesach, as we say in the Haftorah of Achren Shel Pesach, the Pasuk says there, Vishi Asha Yoinek Al Chur Posen, which means that the child will be playing on the hole of the snake, of the python. And then Valmu Uras Sif Oini, and another damaging where they live over there, Gomul Yodei Hoda, so the hand would not to be afraid or play with it, which means that turn around instead of the snakes and the damages to do damage, the person will actually, the child will play with them. As Oich the Nochash, but here we're talking, there's another kind of a snake, which is Tzifoini, call him the snake, the Tzifoini, it's a horror, but it's Hapach Veron Letoiv, he's going to turn around to good. And Ha'orah V'Gilui Darfun Vert Nimshach B'Achrin Shal Pesach, and a ray and a shine of this is revealed in Achrin Shal Pesach. Was there far is Mendam Mahader, that's why you are actually careful B'Shuruya U'B'Chol HaMa'acholim and all foods. Val Odi B'China Unchshash was in Matzah Shruya, then the worry of Matzah Shruya Verdamut Nishapach L'Toivu Kedusha is turned around for good and holy. Unken Oizginutz Verim B'Avoydus Hashem, then we can utilize it into service of Hashem. Unoich B'Simcha, and also with joy. Onoich Dig B'Simchas Yom Tov, beginning with the joy of Yom Tov. So you don't have to worry about Matzah Shruya, because all the worries and all the, no more worries, be happy and rejoicing and utilizing the Avedis Hashem. And the Rebbe finds now that halachically, as the Rebbe brings down from the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, that if you extend your meal on Pesach, on Achren Shal Pesach, you're actually going to, you can eat chametz in the end of the meal. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, the Rebbe brings down the Mishnah Berurah, rules not to eat chametz after, because we have this. But the Rebbe challenges the Mishnah Berurah very strongly. And the halacha is, the Rebbe brings down, we also find it in the revealed part of Torah, their din is, the halacha is, in bring down in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, as mishe nimshecha sudos b'matzah yom tov achrin shel Pesach, one whose meal extends on the last matzah yom tov, last day of Pesach, of Shvi of Shul Pesach, ad l'achar tzeisek achov, until after the stars are out, mutar lechol chametz b'suda, he's allowed to eat chametz in the meal, af shadayin lo yispal al arviz lo hivdil klal, he didn't daven ma'ariv yet, he didn't make havdalah, he can still eating, and what's gonna be? Does haste in their suda for achren shel Pesach and the meal of achren shel Pesach? Esther chometz, he's actually eating chometz. Chotz as er zok shpete bebirchas hamozen. Although he says later on in the benching, be yom chag hamatzis says it. So he says yom chag hamatzis says it. And the Rebbe brings down, discusses over here, Bechlal, these details. But the fact remains that this is what the halacha is. So you see that you're eating and Achren Shel Pesach, eating Mamash Chometz after this man, and you're saying Chag HaMatzis. That is the idea, that there's no Ruch HaTumah, there's no negativity. So Chometz is able to be elevated when it comes Achren Shel Pesach, the Gilu of Mashiach. And now the Rebbe is going to bring this down also to an extent, to a level also to Shvi Shal Pesach, as the Rebbe brought down before, that Shvi Shal Pesach is the Rishus, is also has Me'ein, called the Tikkun Rabbonon, Kein Deraisi Tikkun, is the Torah, Yudalov is Doch Klolu Suprotus Nemra. Torah has been general and specific. So, specifically, it's Shvi Shal Pesach, but in a general way, it's also in specifically, it's Achren Shel Pesach, but in a general way, it's also Shvi Shel Pesach. Well, derech zeh b'inyonein, similar in our idea, in our matter. Those was a segeret li'il that we spoken about earlier, as the erste Nacht Pesach is der Yom Tov von Geula Rishonim. That is the redemption of the first Geula, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Und der Siyum von Pesach, Achrische Pesach, ist verbunden mit der Geula Hasida. The last day of Pesach is connected with the future redemption. So that's specifically about Achrin Shel Pesach. Between Achrin Shel Pesach and the first day of Pesach. But we can also say the first days and the last days. In other words, the plural, the first days of Pesach and the last day. Is verbunden is doim bashtei de chilek kloli. In general, it's zwischen the erste zwei Yom Tov Tag von Pesach, the first 2 days Yom Tov Pesach, und the letzte zwei Tag Yom Tov, and the last 2 days Yom Tov. Das heißt, which means, as euch Shvi Shel Pesach, was ist der Siyum von Pesach, also Shvi Shel Pesach, the 2 days, when this is also the end of Pesach, is Shayich zu der Geula HaAsida, also has a connection to the future redemption. And Take in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe says in the brackets, in Eretz Yisrael, idoch does der siu mamish. In Eretz Yisrael, it's mamish the conclusion. Men pravet dem tog di suda for Mashiach b'shvi shal Pesach. And on that day, we celebrate the day of the suda of Mashiach on shvi shal Pesach. Vidos kumt euch arois in dem, this can also expresses itself in the fact was davke bekriyas yamsuf, was is given b'shvi'ah shel Pesach, specifically in kriyas yamsuf, which took place on the 7th day of Pesach, is batel gevorim mitzrayim and klipas mitzrayim, that destroyed, negated mitzrayim and the klipa of mitzrayim in them oifen as lein nishar behem ad echod, in the extent that not one was left. But das is me'ein from the mitl hara. This is similar, somewhat, of that negation of the rava avoras hatuma and the removal of tuma in klolus ha'olam, in the world in general, was v'zayin la'osid lovi, that is going to be in the future. V'asruach hatuma avir min ha'oretz, when the spirit of impurity are removed from the world. Unazoi is oich b'negeya. Dem Bidur Hanitzutzes, the Gedusha from Mitzrayim. And so is it also as far as the sorting out of the sparks of Gedusha of Mitzrayim, what takes place on even on Shvi Shel Pesach. As der Shlemus von dem Bidur von alle Nitzutzes a Gedusha Shel Mitzrayim. When was the completion of all and the sorting out? When did it complete the sorting out of all sparks of Kedusha in Mitzrayim? Was the far you're never going to see them again because you've already done everything, is given by Kriyas Yamsuf. That took place when the splitting of the sea. And it was even greater, the spoil that they took from the sea after Kriyas Yamsuf, from the spoil that they took in Egypt. So it means it took out even more sparks. But this is bedugma to Shleimus Habirur. This is similar to the completion of the sorting out from all Nitzutzes Kedusha Shebechol Olam, from all sparks of Kedusha in all of the world, not just the Mitzrayim finished then, but this is the whole world lost its love in the future to come. And the river is by Kriyas Yamsuf given, and that's why by the splitting of the sea was the Gilu Elikus, there was a revelation of godliness in an oifen, in a way, von marin oisoi be'etzba, ve'oimer ze keli, you can show with the finger and say, this is keli, and which means a keli van vehu, we said, so we were able to point, there was a tremendous revelation that we can actually point to it. Unroso shivchala yoma shel ro'a nevim, and a maid servant was able to visualize, see on the sea, what even the greatest of the prophets could not see. This too was similar as it's going to be in the future to come. That the glory, honor of Hashem will be revealed. Kol basar yachdav, and all flesh together will see. Va'eshpeich ruchi al kol basar. I will pour my spirit on all flesh, even on servants and maidservants, v'nibu, and they will prophesy. So we see the similarity of Shri Shal Pesach with the Geula Hasida. Unazoi, so we have it, first of all, the revelation that took place, the Shvi Shal Pesach was similar to the Bitl Hara, which was going to be in the future. The sorting out of the Nitzutzes, Shvi Shal Pesach, was L'nishim Amadecha, similar to what is going to be in the future, when it's going to be a total, complete sorting out of all the sparks. And also, as far as it, the accomplishment in the world, it also, by Kriyas Yamsuf, accomplished in the world, also the idea of changing, turning things around, the clouds and the darkness was, and it illuminated the night, so that the onon and the choshech and godliness, the Eibishter by Kriyas Yamsuf, v'yores alayla, and the choshech alein hot meir given. Darkness itself shined bedugma v'dos v'zayin la'osid lovei, similar to where it's going to be in the future to come, when v'alaylo kayem yoyer. The night will shine like the day. V'yesh loymar, we can say, as oich der inyan, the Shaykhus from Shvi Shal Pesach to the Geula Hasida, that connection of Shvi Shal Pesach, that this idea of Shvi Shal Pesach to Geula Hasida is verbunden mit dem Bechine ve'inyan, is connected to this level and the idea from Achilas Matzah Rishus that we said earlier, that on Shvi Shal Pesach is the main posik that eating matzah is optional. Vorum ot di hamshoche v'gilui from Shvi Shal Pesach, this Hamshocha and revelation of Shvi Shal Pesach, Nikro Rishus V'almu D'Cheiru, that's called Rishus, the world of Cheirus, of freedom, as the Rebbe quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek. And that's why the matzah is rishus, and I guess mitzvah would be obligatory. This is freedom because it's rishus; it's optional. Un euch der eifen havoide von rishus, and also this style of service in a way of rishus is bedugmas havoide in the mizman del osi. This is similar to the service in the time of the future, and as vetzayin, when it will be shonim asher toimer ein libam chefetz, years that you'll say I have no desire in them, there's no need she'ein bam leizuchus v'lei chayvot, there is no the Gemara in Shabbos says there's no merit and there's no obligation, it's all free, it's chayru, it's optional. It's not going to be the obligation, mitzvah of mechlal, but hazman, that time, lo yisham, lo rov, lo milchoma, no hunger, no war, lo kina, no jealousy, lo tachrus, no competition, chulu, lo yia eisa kol ha'olam, the entire occupation of the will not be elo ladas Hashem levad, chulu, just to know Hashem, shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kimola Oritz Deya Savaye Kamayim Layom Achasim. The world will be full with knowledge of Hashem as the water covers the sea. This is Mesichas Achren Shel Pesach, Tovshin Chof Zayin, and Tovshin Lamed Zayin.